Now let's go out and about with our reporter, Jess Robbins, because what has the world's largest indoor rainforest and a plot of land at the back of Rockferry Library in Wirral got in common? What have they got in common? The plot of land in question has undergone a bit of a transformation, and believe it or not, it's attracted the attention of the famous Eden Project in Cornwall, no less. Our reporter, Jess Robbins, can explain more. Hello, Jess.
Hello to you, Simon. Yes, you join us here in the sunshine in Rockferry. Thank goodness. It's a little bit chilly, but we're standing here in the community garden. There's some lovely wooden planters. We've got a wildflower bed, a vegetable bed, and some new fruit trees as well. Now, I'm joined by Helen Buckingham, who is the founder and creator of this garden, because you started up your own social enterprise after going down to the Eden Project, didn't you? Tell me a bit about what you did down there.
Yeah, I attended a programme called Big Lunch Extras, the Eden Project, which tends to inspire people to set up community projects. So I came back with full of ideas and set up Grow So Well, which is a social enterprise aimed at increasing awareness of mental health, building new gardens in previously unused pieces of land and using them for therapeutic purposes.
Because you were a teacher before, and I suppose this is a bit of a deviation for you, but it's also using your experience that you had in the schools.
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon the need for to support young people with mental health issues, and often school isn't the best environment for them. Being outside, being in the fresh air, just gives a much more informal place for the children to be and to perhaps talk about any issues that they have.
So this is your first one. Have you got your eyes on any other unused bits of land?
I'm in touch with the council about potentially sort of replicating this in other libraries and other spaces, which are at the moment sort of wasted. And we could definitely,
real. So we're joined by Chris Black from Utopia as well. Now, you work with young people, and it was you and your young people that helped plant all this up. What was it like when you first arrived?
It was just a blank canvas, really, and obviously Helen's made the plans and brought us in to help out, and the young people we work with really enjoyed getting the trees dug in and getting the planters sorted out, so it was great.
What sort of young people do you work with?
We work with young people who struggle to engage with mainstream education. They come to us for a variety of reasons, really, but a lot of what we do focuses on practical elements, that develop life-based skills that they can use in the future.
So what did they think when you first brought them to this plot of land? I suppose it must be a real sense of achievement to be able to say, that's the tree that I planted.
Yeah, well, it was a few months ago now that they initially planted everything, so we haven't been back since. They're due to come back in September, so I think they'll be really pleased with how the garden's progressing and what they've achieved.
So I'll come back to you, Helen. What have you got here at the moment? Talk us through, because I've noticed some sprouts over there, which doesn't appeal to me, but I know that a lot of people do like a good sprout at Christmas. It'd be perfect, won't it, in time?
Yes, I mean, the idea is that we have always something to do for our volunteers. So we've got a variety of salad crops right at the end. We've got tomatoes and cucumbers that are going mad at the moment. We've got a vegetable bed with, as you say, Brussels sprouts, sweet corn, what else have we got? Beetroot, courgette, spinach, and then we've also got a wildflower garden in another raised bed as well, which is to bring in that wildlife, because at the end of the day, attracting the bees is going to help with our pollination and so on. So that's what we'd really like to achieve next year, really, so to build it on.
So you're having an event this afternoon, sort of the opening. Is it to encourage every member of the community? I mean, we've got some bungalows and some houses behind us here. People have probably seen you doing this and thinking, oh, I'd quite like to get out and help out. It's not just for young people, is it?
No, absolutely. It's for anyone at all, particularly people within the local community, to see the resource that's here and how they'd like to see it develop. We're here for the community at the end of the day. So anyone who's interested in volunteering, we're launching our volunteering programme from today. So there'll be opportunities in the week to come in, help out, or just sit and enjoy the garden. As well as families who'd like to come in, we've got activities, sort of arts and craft activities, which will be going on in the garden, little quizzes, guess the vegetables and all that. So if you've listened to this, I've given a few away. But anyone is welcome to come down and just come and have a chat and just see what we've got to offer down here.
Well, I hope the sun stays out for you. Thank you very much for joining us. So, Simon, it's 1 o'clock this afternoon, and if anybody, like I say, I didn't know this existed, it's behind the library, you probably don't know it's here, but it's a great chance to just stand outside like I have in the sun and enjoy yourself outside rather than being cooped up indoors.
Good one, Jess. Thanks very much. Sounds good to me. That's Jessica Robbins out and about for us this morning. And I think really once the early showers have cleared, which I think it's not raining now, I don't think, we're going to have an okay day, to be honest. Weather isn't too bad for today. A mix of blustery showers coming in a bit later in the afternoon. But on the whole, temperatures are okay today.